So, welcome to the first St. Gabriel's Community Spotlight. Here I have today Charlie Marsden, a great friend and contributor to the St. Gabriel's Parish. Welcome, Charlie.
Thank you, and good morning.
So, can you tell me a little bit about yourself, who you are?
I'm just a little guy, just amongst everybody else. I started out many years ago as a mechanic, working on cars. Once in a while, people claimed I used to race them, but I don't think they were telling the truth. Plus, I don't remember winning any races. But I stayed with the police department as a mechanic, and then I subsequently became an officer. And I completed 40 years total being a mechanic and a police officer. It was very interesting, always helping people. The good outweighed the bad.
Wow.
Yep.
Thanks for sharing that. So how long have you been in St. Gabe's Parish?
Since birth, baptized. So I've never left the area. I've always been here.
So I assume you were confirmed here too.
Confirmed there, yes.
Who's your confirmation saint?
That I don't remember.
Really?
Nobody told me. I can't remember. I can't remember. Probably it might have been St. Patrick.
Should do some investigating.
Yeah.
Get back. So, Charlie, you've done so much for this parish. Since I've been here, it's only been a few months, but every day I see you busting your behind and working
Well,
hard to make things happen, helping out the fathers upstairs, helping out the church, even helping out the school.
I help out wherever I can. Right now I'm retired, so I'm not really concentrating on working a regular job. So I'm helping out with the sale of the convent, and we know that the convent has been sold. We'll have 20 apartments over there, so we'll have 20 new neighbors, maybe more.
Wow.
Yeah. And wherever the church needs a hand, if I could do it, I'll help.
So there was this one time I remember I messed something up in the basement of the church. I took it upon myself to go and change the hose because we needed a new hose. Father Carl and I were talking about it, and I have a habit of sometimes jumping into things without fully, sitting down and planning out my tower. And so, needless to say, I broke the pipe, and it started leaking. And I knew exactly where to go. I knew to call up Charlie. And
No problem.
within a day, we had a brand new pipe in there. He was down there telling me about all the shark bite
Connections.
contraption and all kinds of stuff. And the wound was healed almost instantly,
Well,
thanks to
with the
Charlie.
cold weather coming, we'll find out if that's going to hold up.
Yeah, right. That's a good one. So, Charlie, I really notice your sense of humor a lot. You bring a lot of light between the yeah's and the Donald Duck impressions.
Donald Duck started when my daughter was little. I had a Donald Duck puppet that we got for her one Christmas or something. And she loved the puppet. And I used to try to do the voice. And I've been still trying to do it 31 years later.
Can you give us a little sample?
Yeah.
It's pretty good. If I had my eyes closed, I wouldn't be able to tell.
I always was doing it, and I do it with all the little kids. Some cry, some laugh, some smile. It's just weird how you get reactions to certain things.
Yeah, I think they love it. And
The
you too, Mr. Charlie.
and the what's the name? Oh, matter of fact, my daughter's first words spoken were Donald Duck,
Really?
and that's a fact.
Wow.
Yeah, and I had it on film, but now I can't find the film. But she, I was holding the puppet, and she just came out with Donald Duck.
Oh.
Just a rasp of a voice and saying it, Donald Duck.
Wow. So, how many kids do you have?
Just one.
Wow.
My daughter was a test tube baby, and I passed the test.
That's a good one. So, I have a important and a big question, perhaps the most important question of all. Who is God, and what has He done for you? I know you've shared with me some stuff, and
God is Well, your belief is that you want to say he's the creator of everything. That's one thing. The other thing is does he control everything? I mean, some people say, well, why did my son die? Why did God take him? Why did my mother die? Why did God take her? You know, stuff like this. Faith is having belief that things are going to be good. And you have to have faith in things. They don't always work out the way you want it to work out, but it will. You just wait and see. And don't get depressed when there's bad luck or run at bad luck. Every gambler goes through that. They gamble, they lose, and they're mad. Well, then when they win, they're happy. So it's a cycle. It's a cycle. God is the cornerstone of life. That's what he is. He's the cornerstone. As every building has a cornerstone, that's what God is. He's branched out. He's branched out all his walls. He's branched out all his ceilings. He's branched out all his care. And you look at certain things. Myself, as a youngin', when I was born, God took my mother. So I was basically, my aunt raised me. Because my mom passed when she had me at childbirth. But it happens. Yeah. It happens. And you go on with life. And one of the things I always remember, you bury the dead and worry about the living. You don't forget about the dead. You mourn them, but you worry about the living. There's nothing to be done for the dead except for prayers. And God is good. If you look around at certain things, you know, here, well, the sale of the convent, I hope it was right. The school, it's doing a little transition.
I don't know if we told you this, but Father Carl and I, it was the date of the closing of the convent, and we were outside, and one of the kids, we were getting ready to go on a hike, and one of the kids in the youth ministry group looks up and says, "Guys, there's a rainbow in the sky." And there's a rainbow clearly visible on the date of the closing. And it was like a very confirming affirmation.
The sale.
A reminder of God's covenant with us.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So anyway, thanks, Charlie. Just got one more question. What's something that's special about St. Gabriel's?
Well, what's special is it's the parish, it's the church that I grew up in. And I stayed here this long. A lot of people moved. Do I hold it against them? No, because the turmoil back in the day was kind of rough. My job kept me in place because you weren't allowed to live outside the city. If I did something else, maybe I would have moved outside the city. It's hard to say. And what's ironic, a lot of people from South Philly had migrated to Delaware County. And what's out there? Another St. Gabe's.
Can't stay away too long, huh?
So they move right into St. Gabe's again. So it's pretty sharp. But I can remember St. Gabe's in the month of May. They had a carnival. And along Dickinson Street, there was little tents where you played games with the wheels, you know, bet on a number and all that. Wow. They had the ham and bacon stand. They had other stands. They had a hobby horse. They had a parachute ride was over on 30th Street. Inside the schoolyard between the school and the rectory, they had tents too, and they had food, and they had one-armed bandits.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was a lot back then.
Yeah, maybe
that's big farmer's wheel, right at out in front of the convent was a big farmer's wheel.
Wow,
and I remember. It's a shame. I had pictures of it, but I don't have them no more. They kind of dissipated somewhere.
Well, God definitely has plans for this parish. Maybe
we can, I hope
you can see that again.
Yeah. If I fell off that roof the other day, I would have seen God real fast.
There's always something going on around here. That's why we love you so much.
Yeah. Well, hopefully we can get everything fixed and running.
Amen.
Yeah.
Well, thanks so much for your time, Charlie. I
You're
really
welcome.
appreciate it, man. It's been great talking to you. Why don't we close with the glory be?
Glory be. In
the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, amen.
Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Saint Gabriel, pray for us.